Hello.
Hi, this is Alex Ricanal. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. First of all, let me ask you, is Ronica Johnson there?
It's Ronica.
Yeah, thank you. And are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Pardon me?
Yes, just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Okay, let's move forward to the next one. And what is your age?
I'm 47.
47, thank you. Give me just one moment. Okay, the next question is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'm definitely going to vote. Did you throw my towel in the washer? Did you spread them
out? Oh, okay. Okay, you're going to vote. Okay, next question. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
5.
5. Okay. The next one is, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. The next question is, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No problem with Joe Biden.
Okay, so you strongly approve Joe Biden or somewhat approve him?
Strongly approve.
Okay, thank you so much. The next question is, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable to them. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending
okay.
on how you feel. Okay? If you have no opinion
okay.
or never heard of them, please say so. The first is Democratic Party.
Democratic Party.
Yeah.
60%.
60, okay. Project 2025.
Pardon me?
Project 2025.
0.
General. Okay, 0. J.D. Ben.
J.D. Stem.
J.D. Benz.
0. I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, okay. So you never heard of him, right?
No.
Okay. Tammy Baldwin. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, the next one is Tammy Baldwin.
70%.
70. The next one is Kamala Harris.
10%.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said 10%.
10. Okay. The next one is Donald Trump.
0.
0. The next one is the Republican Party.
0.
0. And the next one is Joe Biden.
90%.
Nice. Thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Cornel West, for whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'm going to vote for Kamala Harris, but I'm not a fan of Kamala, and I don't really care for Kamala. Kamala Harris is not black, and she's running her whole campaign and her ticket off of being black, and she's not black. But I'm going to pick the lesser of two evils and vote for Kamala. I'm definitely not voting Republican, and I'm not voting independent. I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils, Kamala, which I don't like her.
Okay, I understand completely. Thank you so much for your response. So let's move forward to the next question. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, and a 5 means that it's somewhat convincing to reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential election. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, MAGA Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of the story of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all of our children for a more united future. If we want the history our children learn to empathize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. Is that a reason convincing to you to vote from 0 to 10?
I said 10.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move forward to the next one. The next statement is, Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy to benefit his rich and powerful friends who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contribution from oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more... Sorry, what did you say?
I'm going to vote everything against Donald Trump because it's very important to go against everything he believes in. 10.
Thank you so much for your response. Let's move forward to the next one. We're almost... So, the next one is, elections have real consequences on our lives. Trump's backed Supreme Court has undermined our rights and freedom. They have overturned Roe v. Wade, taking away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities, rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the court. We must vote to put a check on his out-of-control court trying to roll back our rights. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much. And the next one is, if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedom. Trump is and MAGA extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights or voting rights and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There's no telling how much damage he could do with a second term. But we do know that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. From 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you so much.
I want that room clean.
Let's move forward to the next one. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. If it's okay if you didn't, but once if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote?
I'm a vote for Kamala.
Thank you so much again for that response. The next one is, I need to repeat this question just to make sure. And once again, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10. Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. 10.
Thank you so much. Okay, so now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. Okay? Let me check. 10 means that... Where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris. A 5, it is somewhat convincing reason. And a 0 means that it's not a lot convincing. So the first statement is, Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government. Sorry?
5.
Okay, 5. Thank you. Kamala Harris chose to seek a career as a prosecutor because she wanted to change what was wrong with the criminal justice system. As district attorney, her policy was to reduce charges or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in non-violent marijuana cases. And under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed dropped rather than locking up more black men for non-violent offenses. Harris believed it was more important to do the right thing and reform the criminal justice system. In a scale from 0 to 10, how much convincing is for you to vote to Kamala Harris?
5. He just ran right into the public.
Okay, I understand. And the next one is Kamala Harris is focused on bringing down costs and making life more affordable for working families and seniors by lowering the cost of prescription drugs, stopping surprise medical billing, bringing manufacturing supply chains back to America from overseas, and cracking down on corporate price gouging. If we want more jobs, better pay, and lower cost of living, it's Kamala Harris who is fighting to help working people get ahead. In a scale from 0 to 10?
5.
5. Thank you. The next one is just the same question as before, but I just need to make sure. So, it is a case if you didn't, but let me check. Once more, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Democrat Kamala Harris and the Republican Donald Trump, for whom will you vote? Again, sorry.
Kamala.
Okay. And this is the other question. Again, just to make sure. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10.
10.
Okay. And switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, live it with a partner, single, separated, divorced,
I'm
or widowed?
I'm married.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No, both of my children are adults.
Okay, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much. Really, thank you so much for your time. This is...
Under 18.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your time that you have bringing to me, and have a nice day, okay?
Have a blessed day.
Bye-bye.